If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today. Hello and welcome to the podcast. It is the new year, January 2024. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for January because it's my birthday month. I was born on January 6th, which I learned is also a holiday in Europe. It is called Epiphany, and they have some celebrations and traditions around that. There is a lady that comes and brings candy on that day. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cool to have my birthday on January 6th. Wondering how you're doing and what is the state of your relationships this year? We've just got through Christmas, so you've probably spent a good amount of time with those that you are close with in your life, your close family relationships. And that is who this podcast is for. That is the relationships that this podcast is for, is close family relationships. Those you live with, those you interact with. It can be mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, mother, father, and it can even be friends, those who are just a part of your inner circle. I believe those relationships really define our lives and can define how we also see ourselves. So that is why I've devoted so much time and energy into learning how to have better relationships. So this week, I wanted to talk about a question that comes up a lot when we're talking about how to avoid people-pleasing and codependency, how to say no when you mean no and not say yes when you really mean no. And I was asked, how do you know the difference between saying no just because it's a normal human tendency to not want to do that? It's hard, or it's not pleasant, or it would take some effort. And so kind of giving into those human and natural desires to just, I don't want to do that. Or you're saying no because it's true and honest. How do you know the difference? So another way to put that would be, how do I know if I'm saying no because I'm selfish or if I'm saying no because I'm honest? And my answer to that is self-abandonment. If you are abandoning yourself, and when I say self here, I mean your wants, your needs, your own desires, and even your own well-being, if you're abandoning all of that to say yes, then that is a red flag. Then that becomes a problem. It reminds me of recently, we were driving to California, and as we were ready to leave, the light in the car came on saying the tire pressure was low. And so we went to a gas station and we filled up the tires and everything seemed fine. But we were already kind of feeling really cautious now because of that sensor, because it said our tires were low. And then as I was driving down the road, the tires started making like a screeching sound. And it was really quiet at first, and then it started getting louder and louder, and I was like, oh, I think it's okay. I think it's just the sound of the road. I think we're fine. But and then it just kept getting louder, and then my son's friend was in the car, and he said, Can you hear that? Can you hear that screeching? Do you think it's the tires? Do you think it's the low pressure? Then I got all up in my head and I got really nervous and I got off on the freeway, off of the freeway as soon as I could, got out and looked at all the tires again and everything was fine. I was looking for nails. I was looking for any problems. And me and my husband both concluded that it was the road. There was something with the way the road was in that particular section that was causing that sound, and that there was really nothing that we could do about it. And so we got back on the road and we switched in different lanes, and then we got off the road again and we just tried to make sure that that's what it truly was. And it turns out that's what it was. It was just the way that the road was that was causing that sound. I don't know if it's that particular car, those particular tires hitting the road a certain way. So it can be tricky. And when it comes to setting your boundaries of trying to come out of this people-pleasing and this codependency, when you prioritize other people's expectations, wants, needs, desires, opinions above your own, when you feel overly responsible for other people's emotions. Also, when you are scared of the negative emotions or negative consequences that are going to arise if you assert your wants, needs, thoughts, and desires. Those are all of the reasons why we choose to people please or codependency. It's a coping mechanism. It's a way to avoid pain, right? So how do we know when we're doing that or when we are truly living up to who we are and our sense of self, and we just truly, the answer is no for us. We don't want to do it. Again, that is where this self-abandonment comes in. And let me define what I mean by that a little clearer. Self-abandonment is a pattern of neglecting one's own needs, desires, and well-being in favor of prioritizing the needs and expectations of others. Did you hear that? It's a pattern. It's not a one-off. It's something that we do over and over again. We disregard and suppress our own emotions, our thoughts, and our values to accommodate and please others. And it's not always necessarily because we're trying to make that other person happy. It's because we're trying to avoid something, avoid them being upset at us, avoid them removing themselves from the relationship and now we're lonely, avoiding being disappointed or avoiding rejection. Okay, these are all reasons why we people please, why we do it. And the more we understand why we do it, the greater knowledge and self-knowledge we have, the more we can make different choices, wiser choices that not only respect the other person, but they respect you. Okay, so you're saying, okay, Becky, how do I recognize this in myself? How do I know and understand when I'm doing this? Okay, so here are 5 warnings or red flags to recognize when you are abandoning yourself or even why you're doing it. Number one, and I've kind of talked about these a little bit, but let's just go over them again. It can't hurt. Repetition is how we learn. But number one is fear of rejection. Abandoning yourself often comes from a really deep-seated fear of rejection. If you feel like somebody is not going to like you or is going to think of you in a different way or it's going to change the relationship, then you're often going to self-abandon. Number two is misunderstanding your worth. I've heard people say before that self-abandonment can come from lack of self-worth, but I don't like that word. I don't think it's lack of self-worth. I think it's misunderstanding where your worth comes from. Misunderstanding that you are valuable and worthy just because you breathe air, and that you don't have to earn your worthiness and your value. And it doesn't come from how high your social status is. It doesn't come from how you look. It doesn't come from how much you weigh. It doesn't come from even what other people think of you. But understanding that you have worth and value because you are a human living on this planet. Number three, you avoid negative emotions. This reminds me of my dog, Lola. She's 3 years old. She is a golden doodle, and she loves to go on walks. She loves to go outside. She loves to all the smells and all the things from outside. Loves to see people. And so I get her leash. I start to take her on a walk, and we're doing just great. And then she just freaks out. She freaks out. She will do anything she can to get back to the house. She about rips my arm off trying to get back to what she knows is safe, which is our house. And that always happens when there is a garbage truck around. She is so deathly afraid of garbage trucks. And so she will abandon what she wanted to do, which was go on a walk, in order to protect herself and to avoid the negative emotion that comes up in her, the anxiety and the fear that comes up in her around the garbage truck. And so that's what we do with abandoning ourselves and people pleasing, is that we're trying to avoid negative emotion. So notice when you're doing that. The next one is external validation. And I want to give a caveat here that external validation is not bad. It's amazing. It's wonderful. We all need it and we want it as humans. The key to it is to understand its proportion and keep it within the correct proportion or levels. Or I would even say, like, self-validation and understanding your worth is like dinner. It's the meat of the meal. It is the meat, potatoes, and vegetables. It is a substance. And then external validation is the dessert. It is the sugar. It is the chocolate. And that needs to happen in moderation, right? You can't really live off of cotton candy. Living off of sugar is going to do horrible things to your body. It's the same thing with external validation. So it's not so much that external validation is bad or wrong. It's the amount of external validation that you need. And then last but not least is boundaries. Understanding what they are. There's so many misconceptions about what a boundary is. Understanding what it is not, how to use it, and how to follow through. And with self-abandonment, you're going to see where you're not having any boundaries, where you have a total lack of boundaries and you're just a doormat. So those are the five signs of self-abandonment. Let's go over them one more time. Fear of rejection, misunderstanding self-worth, avoiding negative emotions, external validation only, and lack of boundaries. All right, my friends, look for those five signs as clues and hints to when you are not being true to yourself, when you are abandoning yourself. I hope you have a wonderful week, and bye for now. Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go.